The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, 2% at grocery stores, and 1% on all other purchases.
This is the Will Cain Podcast on ESPN Radio.
I said this in the first hour of the show today. Everyone across corporate media and across this land and across political aisles is celebrating today Juneteenth, the day that slaves in Texas were notified that slavery had been abolished. For a guy that has spent a lot of time over the last couple of years and hours, including today, talking about the ways in which cancel culture has gone overboard, I want to be somebody who also tells you this is the direction we should be moving, celebrating moments in our history that we as one can come together and go, yes, that is progress. Happy Juneteenth, everyone. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests are at 888-729-3776 on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Coming up in this hour, I draft my guilty pleasure. I've been having trouble coming up with a big board, ideas. A buddy of mine just texted, Will, you always loved North Shore. I loved North Shore. It's a terrible movie about surfing in the 80s. And then the man who is on our show next reminded me of another one I loved when I was a kid. Rad. The BMX, you know, underdog story. Clinton Yates of The Undefeated and the host of The Intersection, which premieres tonight on ESPN Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, is the man who gave me Rad. That was a good one, Clinton.
Dude, North Shore was good, man. Turtle could surf. All right.
See, you knew North Shore too. Yes.
Of course. Come on, yo. I'm out here.
I follow Turtle on Instagram still because he still has his turtleisms from that movie. It's really good.
I do not.
Clinton Yates is on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Clinton, where'd you grow up?
The District of Columbia, the capital of the United States of America.
So here's the deal. I'm older than you. I grew up in Texas. Juneteenth was a thing. It wasn't like a thing like everybody knew it was a thing. It wasn't like, oh yeah, of course, I know what Juneteenth is. But it was still a thing where enough people did. And I saw that in 1980, I think Texas, the first state, recognized it as a holiday. Because, of course, it was kind of a Texas thing. I saw Bomani tweeting about this, Bomani Jones, the other day. It was a surprise to him, also a Texan, that it become a national thing. And a lot of people said, oh yeah, Milwaukee, we've been celebrating Juneteenth for decades. And I was like, I didn't know that either. Did you grow up in D.C. knowing about and celebrating Juneteenth?
So the reason I know about Juneteenth is because my mother's mother is from Oklahoma. And, you know, regionally, and she was also not with us anymore, so she was quite old. I mean, this was a thing that people knew about, and it was something that I was educated on, but certainly not in a celebratory way. You know, you mentioned at the top of the show what Juneteenth is, but, you know, the key piece of information there is that, hello, it was well after slavery had actually been abolished. And so, like, it's a piece of history that I think right now, in 2020, America is celebrating is kind of a weird word for me personally, because it's not like the entirety of the scenario is positive. And so, at this stage, I'm actually kind of fascinated from a social standpoint of what this rebrand has been. I was talking to my sister the other day. She's 20 years old. She said Juneteenth actually kind of sounds like something millennials just kind of made up, but it kind of works. And it was funny because for me, I'm almost 40. Juneteenth sounds like something so ancient that I don't necessarily consider it something I want to revisit. So while I respect why people are learning about America and what it means to folks to understand how we were treated, it's not the same for everybody, you know, and so celebration to me is a very large word doing a lot of work that I have no problem with, but understand the totality of what you're looking at there. Those people thought they were slaves longer than they were.
Yeah. Let's go back for one moment. I know it does sound like something millennials just kind of made up, but that's my surprise. It isn't. Meaning it's been a decades. What it is it's been something building slowly for decades. And then it feels like it just hit rocket boosters in the past couple of weeks. Right. I mean, yeah. As far as recognizability of the moment of the date, I do think there's things. Look, Clinton, you're 100% right. Like it's a sad notification that it took 2.5 years for it to get to notice to Texas that this horrific institution had been abolished. It is like a little bit like, wow, damn. But it also is, it does mark an independence, a second independence in this country. And I think, look, man, we're going to have a lot of disagreements along the way on how we're going to resolve our past and our history. But I just think this is a unifying one where we can go, we can all take a moment and go, not a perfect moment, but what a good moment for the United States.
I don't think it needs to be unifying to be effective, Will. I think what the goal here is for black folks to feel they have enough agency to celebrate their own independence without it being tied to something that is fundamentally a problem for us. You think of the 4th of July. You think of everything we celebrate with that. Well, the Constitution, you know what I'm saying? Dudes who wrote that, not exactly the kind of people that everybody wants to be around if you look like me. And so I think of this as a date that – it's not that Juneteenth itself is insignificant. But if we're being real about Black America and the things that rank on the list of days of the year that most people care about, Juneteenth is not high. So this is a change. You know, Kwanzaa, for whatever people take seriously or don't about that holiday – is definitely a bigger deal in terms of just the general Black American experience. Martin Luther King's birthday is a bigger deal. Juneteenth was there, but I am impressed, is what I'm saying, at how this latest generation has embraced it and used it for a large amount of things to simply educate folks on what our independence means, well beyond a day, well beyond any particular notification, to use your word, and just it's something for us. And while there'll be unity in the context of, sure, nobody's going to be upset by us doing it, the purpose there is to recognize, yo, black folks got something of their own, dog. You know what I mean? It's actually there, even though we haven't been celebrating it, which is kind of what all of 2020 has been.
What would you then choose? I know you mentioned MLK's birthday or Kwanzaa, but what would you say is – I hear you having reservations about Juneteenth. So what would you choose as a day of celebration?
It's not that it's reservations. I just think – I just want people to understand that, like – the general context concept of celebrating your independence as a black American is just tricky, you know, and the power rankings of social dates are not necessarily related to me having a problem with Juneteenth. I'm just trying to explain where Juneteenth was before basically 2020. Again, there's no reason to have a problem here. What I'm saying is that I just want people to understand the larger history of the day. And I also want people to understand that please don't be ignoring us on every day other than Juneteenth. We got plenty of other things to celebrate. You know what I'm saying? Right. And that's where I hope that we can really, in the unity element of this, I hope that people, non-black folks, can understand that Juneteenth is a day that celebrates one thing. But that one thing is at the top of the necessity for dignity in order to be able to do all the other things that we've done.
Of course. Of course. Clinton Yates here on the Will Cain Show. He is hosting ESPN Radio and The Undefeated present The Intersection, a weekly two-hour show continuing the conversation on social justice and sports. It debuts tonight at 8 p.m. Clint, I don't have a ton of time, but can't help myself. I'm going to open a big can of worms. You know, I'm going to tell you something that's always going to be a divide, perhaps philosophically. It's always going to be like, why isn't Will on board all the way, okay? I was just listening to you, and there's always going to be a bridge I'm not capable of crossing. I'm going to tell you what it is, okay? You talked about the Founding Fathers and your characterization of how the Founding Fathers might react to somebody who looks like you. And you're not incorrect. When I look back on what's great about the United States and what I celebrate on the 4th of July is the principles that stood out in the course of human history that were fundamentally unique. The principles. Extricate them from history. Extricate them from their context. And I know you might not want to be like, but just for a moment. Just these truths to be held self-evident. These things that we enshrined, human dignity, individual liberty, and there is no doubt that we failed the test of living up to our principles and our goals. There is no doubt we fundamentally failed it. But what I believe in is I do believe in unity. And I hope for people to come together around those principles. And it will always be hard to overcome our past. But if we can focus on what we were supposed to be, not change it, not turn it into something else, not separate and have our individual things, I believe in individual dignity. But those principles is what's about to me. And I'm never going to be able to cross the bridge of tying those principles up and thinking of them as fundamentally flawed, Clinton.
Elle Duncan is the co-host on The Intersection. When she worked in Boston, she told everybody how she felt about the place where the revolution started, that started this country, treated her. To the point that she didn't want to live there with their family. So as all we can talk about, these self-evident truths and all these other sort of conceptual things, what is self-evident to Black America beyond the goal is the reality of survival day to day. And while these two things don't necessarily have to be mutually exclusive in your mind, let me tell you something. They are for us. Otherwise, we end up in jail or dead. And like, it doesn't have to be about judging anybody. But I'm just telling you an example of literally the person I'm doing this show with tonight, how she made her life choices for her black family it was to leave the place that we credit with the beginning of America. So just keep that in mind when we have all these truths that we discuss. It's still very real for us. You know how I know? Because today's Juneteenth, and it took 2.5 years to tell black folks they were free. That's how you know.
Yeah, but that just leads me back to the bridge we cannot cross. The principles stand on their own, and our goals in life should be to live up to them, not extricate, not abandon them. That's what has to be done. That's the solution for everything.
The goal for black folks, Will, is survival. That's the goal.
It is The Intersection. It debuts tonight, ESPN Radio, 8 p.m. It will be L. Duncan, and it will be Clinton Yates right here on ESPN Radio. Clinton, I appreciate the conversation, man. Go do your pre-show meeting.
Thank you, Will.
All right, take care. I think I'm ready. I've got some real suggestions now on guilty pleasures. I do. Do that. Cancel culture. Let's keep it in the realms of sanity. I'm going to give you an example of it going overboard, an example of it actually serving a purpose. Coming up on The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Coming up in just a moment here on The Will Cain Show, I draft my guilty pleasure. It is The Will Cain Show, presented by Progressive Insurance. I think Tap It In will be in the zone this weekend. Get in the zone. It's brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. After that conversation with Clinton Yates, I want to revisit something I said in the first hour. I think the hardest thing to be in 2020 is reasonable. To be reasonable in an unreasonable time is a true mark of rebellion right now. That is defiance. It's in short supply. I have spent a lot of time railing against cancel culture, and I am right to do so. I could point you to, right now, an article at a disreputable website talking about every single thing in sports that has to be canceled. You say to me, Will, that's crazy. That's extreme. It's a dumb website. And I'd say, you're right. But what in society tells you right now that the train has brakes? What in society tells you that reasonable conversations win the day? Last night, a statue of George Washington was torn down. Does that tell you that the train has brakes or we're headed towards reason? Or we're in an unreasonable time. The reason we focus on this on the show or on cancel culture is because we have to somehow balance our empathy with the guardrails of sanity. Let me show you how I think. You hit the path. Here's an example of cancel culture eating itself, and here's an example of cancel culture actually serving a purpose. Number one, the SEC and its commissioner Greg Sankey has told the state of Mississippi that if you do not change the state of Mississippi's flag, you will not host any SEC championship tournaments. No basketball, no baseball, not until you take the Confederate flag out of its embedded state in the upper left-hand corner of the Mississippi state flag. I've talked to you about the Confederate flag, and I believe it is past its time. It's a mark of rebellion. It's a mark of hate to too many people. Empathy and history guide us to a place where we should know it's time to go. The state of Mississippi should change that flag. I know politicians want to defer to the electorate. They want it to be done through the democratic process, and I respect that. But it has to be done. And the SEC is going to flex its muscle. And I don't begrudge them of that fact. I think that's a good use of progress. Take that out of the Mississippi state flag. Now, let us also place some guardrails of sanity and logic into this path of cancel culture and stop, because it is the train out of control. And it will eat everyone. It will come for you. I know you think, oh, it won't come for me because I have all the right ideas, or I belong to the right group, or whatever it is that makes you think the cancel culture won't come for you, but you're wrong. It will. You know why? Because it requires 100% fidelity. It requires 100% purity. It's like a religious cult. You're all in, man. If not, drink the Kool-Aid to prove you're all in. It will come for you. Let me give you an example. I've gone in on Kyrie the last couple of days, rightfully so, right? Kyrie said 3 things, and people only pay attention to really 1 and maybe 2 of them. He said, number 1, that the NBA players should not go to the bubble. They shouldn't. They should just opt out. Too many big things to go. That's drawn the criticism of Stephen A. Smith and Kendrick Perkins. He said, number two, that perhaps the players should start their own league, a players-only league. That's received some attention. And number three, which hasn't received attention except here on the Will Cain Show, Kyrie on Instagram posted a couple of, might be a week or so ago now, that essentially he thought black culture and black ideas and black people should take their stuff and separate. You read it how you want. I've said earlier in the show some fourth-rate bloggers think what I'm saying is controversial. And I don't know if it's because they don't believe Kyrie's words, in which case they need reading comprehension lessons, or they now endorse the idea that segregation is where we need to go. I don't. I believe in judging people by their character, by their depth, by their individuality, not by their group and not by their superficialities. If that's controversial in 2020, then to hell with it. That's what I believe. I believe in principles and individuality. And if Kyrie preaches segregation, I'm going to be here to call it out. I cannot believe that is controversial. I cannot. But that's reasonable in an unreasonable time. And fourth-rate bloggers just kowtow to whatever is popular. All they are is weather vanes. That's it. I got plenty of weather vanes. The wind's always moving, okay? Good luck with your Twitter likes. But what happened is Kendrick Perkins just criticized Kyrie on one level. That the idea of not going to the bubble was good. He said it's terrible leadership and Kyrie's trying to pull the league in bad directions and Kyrie is distracting us. This was Kendrick Perkins had to say, right? And for that, Kevin Durant has called Kendrick Perkins a sellout. Kendrick failed the purity test. Kendrick did not drink the Kool-Aid. Kendrick did not show he is all in with, I guess, the non-elected leader Kyrie's extreme ideas. So Kendrick is a sellout, says Kevin Durant. Kendrick Perkins went on First Take today, and I think you can hear the emotion in his response.
I've been on multiple platforms. I've used my social media to speak out since this first started. Oh, you can go look on my Twitter. You can go look on my Instagram or whatever. I didn't been on First Take. I didn't been on the Get Up, preaching out about Black Lives Matter and fighting the fight. I was one of the first ones to call out the NBA owners about speaking out and taking action on what's going on in America, followed up by a phone conversation an hour and a half long with Danny Ainge. So don't tell me nothing about being a sellout.
There you go. By the way, there were tears running down Kendrick Perkins' cheeks. Because he feels like he's been betrayed because somebody is saying he failed the purity test, because somebody's been close to and Kevin Durant says, you got to be all in with Kyrie. You got to be in on all these ideas, no matter how extreme, or you're a sellout, or you're a racist, or you're stupid, or you're immoral, whatever it is, or you're just canceled. It will come for you because it is unreasonable. There is nothing you can do to protect yourself because the only thing cancel culture is about is making sure you get somebody else so that you don't get got. That's what it is. Be reasonable in an unreasonable time. I think it's eminently reasonable to say segregation is very bad. I have to state the obvious, but I do because it's 2020. Really, check yourself in the mirror. I guess that has to be said. It's reasonable to say, Mississippi, get the Confederate flag out of the corner of that state's flag. Get it out. And if the SEC says they're done with it until you do, that's reasonable. It's unreasonable. But it's a sign of the times that Kendrick Perkins hasn't been pure enough for KD and Kyrie. Try it. It's rebellion. Reasonable in an unreasonable time. Hey, Rick in Kentucky, what's up, man? Rick, you're on the Shell Penzo Performance Line. What's up, man?
Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to tell you thank you for the conversation with Mr. Yates. I met you talking to you about white privilege. And the bottom line is that man tried to explain to you as well as he could that black people are trying to survive, Will. That's the number one thing. You can carry on all your topics you want to talk about. And when you talk about they're coming for you, who do you mean, white people?
Really? Is that what Kendrick is?
Rick, no, what I'm saying
is that what Kendrick is?
Because
Kendrick, Rick, don't twist my words. You want to make me mad? Do that.
No,
you want to be malevolent on this stuff? Do that.
No, what I'm trying to make you comprehend a little bit. When you use certain
Rick,
words,
I want to tell you something, Rick. They're coming for you, Rick. I'm talking about you. Do you think you satisfy everybody's purity test? Do you agree with the self-appointed leaders on every single idea that they have, Rick? Because if you don't,
Will,
I'm talking about you, Rick.
I got a choice. I live in America. I have a choice. Just like you do.
What you think?
Let me tell you a quick story real quick. Early in the show, you was talking about, I live in Kentucky. Do you think that the University of Kentucky should take Adolf Rupp's name off the building they play basketball in.
I know Adolf Rupp is not a good dude. I know he's a big part of Kentucky's history. I don't know, Rick. I haven't gone through every single one of these things. I know we can't start over at year zero, Rick. We can't do it, man.
But by the way, it won't signify progress to do so. Will, the difference is that you can sit on your perch in your white supremacy. I had to live with that. Wait a minute. Let me finish my story.
Now, my patience is starting to run thin, Rick, but I'm still letting you talk. After multiple insults, I'm still letting you talk, because that's what we do on the Will Cain Show, but I would appreciate you trying a little more reasonable in an unreasonable time. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, your privilege is outstanding, man. Your perspective and your privilege is outstanding. Please listen to Mr. Yates.
All right, I guess that's it for Rick, who, in the course of 2 minutes, managed to say something that I was about white supremacist, and I don't even know what else. I guess that's a great illustration of what I'm trying to say. If you believe in principles, ones that apply to every human being and every, certainly, American, regardless of where you come from, if you believe in certain truths that are evident but haven't always been lived up to, that's what you're met with. I let you be met with that on this show. I let it happen here because I'm willing to hear that conversation out, because that's the real endangered species in this entire thing. That's the real endangered thing in the United States of America. The idea that two people of disagreement could come together. But I don't put up with distorting my words. I can put up with a little bit of name calling. And I have talked to Rick for years. But his ideas, listen to Clinton and agree with him. Not if it betrays principles that are eternal. Eternal. It's our job to live up to them, not estrange ourselves and betray them. Let's lighten it up. Let's left draft my guilty pleasure movie next on The Will Cain Show.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your baby to let you sleep in?
What? We could sleep in another half hour? Thanks, sweetheart. And you'll change yourself, too?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Today, ESPN Audio joins the celebration of Juneteenth with Freddie Coleman.
I'm sure plenty of people are wondering, what's Juneteenth? The easy answer is it's a day to celebrate the ending of slavery in 1865 and appreciate the African-American experience and contributions to this country. That's the easy answer. But more than ever before in these times, it's not a simple answer. For the longest time, our history has not been a shared history. Our history has been a history that's been pushed underground, pushed under the rug, thrown away from history books, put out of people's minds. Juneteenth has always meant that I can always be proud no matter what people say about my people, no matter what other people have said and thought about my people. Juneteenth has always been a celebration. It's not just something that should be a holiday. It's something to let people know that we're always going to matter. We're always going to be here and we're always going to survive. Juneteenth, it may be just a June 19th, but for my people, for a person of color, for somebody who's proud to be a person of color, it's always going to mean so much more because of what we've been able to contribute to the United States.
Let's draft two guilty pleasures, mine and Mike A's, in this segment of the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm starting to set a big board. I've got some good ideas. I want to address one thing from that last segment, that last call. I know it'll be hard to go heavy and then come back to light, but guess what? We can pull it off. I want you to think about where we've traveled, okay? And I want you to think about that when I tell you why that upset me so much, that last call from Rick. Rick's been calling the show for 2.5 years, and every time I let him have his piece, I know he never agrees with me, and over time, he's asked me to set aside my whiteness and used all kinds of terms that I find not just insulting to me, but to actual progress. I find it insulting to progress. So stomach that, okay? Here's the way it works. You live a life of action, of virtue. You contribute and give back to people in the way that Drew Brees did. Not good enough. You have to say everything that I want you to say. You believe in our founding principles that are unique through human history, that you know, are principles endowed by God and are eternal, like individual liberty, dignity of every single human being, regardless of race, creed, color, gender, or sexuality. You know that's special. Oh, and you're exercising white privilege. You say live up to those, and we can come together as American people. You say that's what will bring us together, and that's what will save us. We failed in the past, but live up to it in the present and the future, and that is what will make us. the greatest nation on the history of the planet. Say that, and the inflation of the moment lets Rick say, that's white supremacy. Think about that, man. That's white supremacy. Forget privilege. Forget whatever we said about Drew Brees. Think about the inflation of those principles turned into white supremacy. That's not just insulting to me. That's insulting to progress. I don't know what you have in mind, but it won't be progress if it includes us divorcing ourselves from those eternal principles. And I will go down in a ball of flame if it has to preserve that. That is everything. And I don't know what you guys out there are used to. I have an idea, actually, of radio hosts, TV hosts. I won't be scared. I don't care. I really don't care. Come try to get me. I could give a damn. That is worth fighting for. That is us together. That is progress. I will fight against regression. Ain't no cost too deep for that. I know I said it's going to be hard, but we can do it. We can make the turn. All right, fellas, Mike A., Bubba, Nuno, Pat, and myself, let's do Guilty Pleasures. It's me and Mike A. So, Mike A., guys, I started to fill it out. I got it. I got some. I loved North Shore. It was a surfing movie about a dude that moved to Hawaii. Absolutely loved it. It's a terrible movie. I loved Rad, did you see? Nobody saw North Shore, right?
No.
Nope.
It's really nope. Bad. So bad. It's good. Rad was a BMX movie in the 80s. Anyone? Nuno, did you see Rad?
Don't think so.
All right. Can't Buy Me Love. Love Actually. These are
Love
all...
Actually is great.
You Love Actually, I mean, other than the it's not Will Cain-ish, would get a veto real quick.
Because it's... But it's cool to say on... I don't know. There's a lot of people that hate Love Actually. A lot of people hate it. I don't know. It sounds like all of us like it. So I don't want to watch a Christmas movie, though, right now in June. I just don't want to watch that. So I'm kind of down to this. I'm kind of down to North Shore, Rad, and Can't Buy Me Love. All of them 80s movies. And I haven't seen North Shore and Rad in a long time, so I don't know. I'm going to say Can't Buy Me Love. Any vetoes on that?
Never even seen it.
Okay.
And, nope. Now, are you actually trying to win? Because... Are you trying to win this?
Yeah, I mean, is that really your number one guilty pleasure?
Are we
here?
Trying to lose this? Is that the point? Are we trying to lose?
I mean, well, let's remember the movie I picked. It has this in it.
Freddie got.
So, I mean,
okay, fine.
Is that your number one?
Okay. I don't even know what that means now, number one guilty pleasure. I mean, like, the best or my favorite or which I'd most watch if it was on TV again? It's definitely Can't Buy Me Love, but if I want to go in the direction of Freddie got... I think I'm going to go ahead I'm going to say North Shore then. Fine. North Shore. That's what it is.
We're all very underwhelmed by your pick.
Go look for it. I think you're going to have to find it on YouTube.
Oh, all right. Really? Like, come on.
For free on YouTube.
Yeah, but YouTube. All right.
All right, maybe go back to the other one.
I know, seriously. Can you get another DSP?
What do you want me to pick? North Shore or Can't Buy Me Love?
I just don't...
If none of us can find it, we'll let you know. We'll switch back to Can't Buy Me Love. Yes.
Okay, if you can't find it, go to Can't Buy Me Love. Okay. All right, Mike, we're going to go long on this segment. You're going to get to go here, but let's go ahead and see what we're missing. Let's go fast now. Mark in Texas, what do we have?
Mark, let's go.
All right, not far fast enough. Bye, Mark. Mike in Texas, what's up?
If your definition of a guilty pleasure is something you might sit through for your significant other but never admit to your buddies that you've actually watched it in its entirety, I would say it would be Grease.
I'm going to go guiltier, Mike. I loved Grease, too. Loved it as a kid. Watched it over and over. Pat in Tennessee. Go ahead, Pat, quickly.
Hey, I'd say Better Off Dead, Breaking, or Adventures in Babysitting.
That's good. Those are good. Breaking and Adventures in Babysitting. I love those.
I love Adventures in Babysitting.
Ryan in Delaware, quickly.
Rom-coms, definitely Maybe, or Pitch Perfect movie, or 80s action movie, Bloodsport.
Bloodsport would get vetoed. It's too good, and we already said Pitch Perfect gets vetoed as well. Casey in Tennessee, one more. Give it to me, Casey.
Tremors.
A lot of people on social media saying Tremors. A lot of people saying
Tremors. Too good. I'd veto.
Really? I never saw it.
Same.
All right, Mike, you're on deck. What will be your guilty pleasure?
I thought about a lot of movies.
A lot of Adam Sandler in here. Don't mess with the Zohan. That's my boy. We got a lot of action and comedies. Mr. Brooks with
Kevin Costner.
William Hurt and Kevin Costner was on my list. American Dreams. Have any of you heard of that one?
No.
Nay.
No.
Yeah. Big cast. Hugh Grant, Mandy Moore. It's a satire. Thought about that. In the end, I went with Vacation, the new one. 2015.
I was going to say, this is going to get vetoed so fast. Vacation.
No, the new one with Ed Helms and Christina Applegate.
I haven't seen it, guys. Does that satisfy guilty pleasure?
I don't know.
It got a 27 on Rotten Tomatoes.
27? He's going to have...
I mean, I certainly haven't seen it, so...
I haven't either.
I'm open for the veto. I'm ready. I got something at the hip if you veto it.
Let's veto it just for fun. Veto.
That's what they did to me, Mike, I think.
That's what you guys did to me for no reason at all.
You told me North Shore. You, I don't know.
We just questioned you. We didn't veto you. We just questioned you. We vetoed Pat. That was absurd.
We just hated your movie picks. That's all.
All right. Pat is apparently watching the trailer. I don't know what that's
Revel in the moment, Pat. Now you know how we all feel about you. So, Mike, if they veto you, where are you going?
If they veto me, I'm going to go with Just One of the Guys from the 80s.
I don't know that one either.
Okay, unveto. Let's watch Vacation.
It's our snowflake millennial needs something made in the last 5 years, please. Or 45 years ago, one or the other. It's a sweet spot, 60s or 2015. All right, there's your Will Cain Show weekend preview brought to you by GEICO. Learn more at GEICO's 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies at geico.com/giveback. It is Nuno, Last Dragon, Pat, Rumble in the Bronx, Bubba, Freddie Got... Will, nice. North Shore, and Mike, Vacation, the new one. There's your weekend preview. All right, give me a call. Your open forum, 888-729-3776. Plus, what does Jamal Adams' contract situation say about the future of the NFL? That's coming up on The Will Cain Show. If you missed any of our long-form interviews, go check them out on demand. The Will Cain Podcast brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card. It sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix them. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. 888-729-3776. The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio.
Did you know GEICO's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what GEICO could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your baby to let you sleep in?
What? We could sleep in another half hour? Thanks, sweetheart. And you'll change yourself, too?
There's never been a better time to switch to GEICO. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Hold on real quick before we slide over. This is a big weekend for one of the guys on this show.
What?
Someone's birthday this weekend.
Who?
Boy Bubba.
Hey!
Boy Bubba's birthday Saturday. So what is All it, right. 35, Bubba?
That is my birthday. Yeah, no, 30, let's see. Do the math, 36.
Oh, happy birthday, Bubs. Did not know that.
Thank you. Yep, tomorrow, yeah.
If I'd have known, we celebrated throughout the show.
Great.
You going to knock a few back?
Yeah, maybe. I'm watching North Shore and throw some back. Perfect.
Play some Pearl Jam.
You want to hang out, Bubba? Or?
He's not making bay breezes.
That's a mistake by him.
All right, Bubba, happy birthday. Hey, Pat Nuno, I want you in for a second. I want to tell everybody a story. So earlier today, Bubba wasn't on our pre-show call. Every day we have a pre-show call, all right? It's where we figure out what we're going to do on the show, kind of talk about what topics and frame them. It's a really healthy way. By the way, big piece of advice for anybody doing radio, perhaps in this time slot in the near future, invest in your staff's ideas in pre-show calls. Trust me. Trust me. And you're like, of course. No. Nobody does it. Trust me. Anyway, it went like this. Nuno, Pat, just confirm for me. We were discussing essentially Jamal Adams' trade value. Yes, is he worth a 1 and a 3, a 1 and a 2? Uh-huh. We were doing that.
Uh-huh.
And we got into a massive knockdown, drag-out fight about America, right? I mean, all the stuff that we do on the air on this show. I mean, it was tense. Fair, Pat?
Very tense.
Very tense. I think I summed up one argument to Nuno with an FU. Right? That's how eloquent I got.
Yep. That's awesome.
Which, Bubba, you wouldn't be surprised to figure out Nuno actually distorted that simple phrase and turned it into something more. Pat verified. Did he not take that and say Will said X, which was infinitely worse than that?
Yeah, he ended up using the words piece of bleep, so.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I didn't say that. And anyway, tense. And then it goes, so I think Jamal Adams is worth about a 1 and a 2. I mean, it came full circle, right, fellas? We came right back.
Right back around to, anyway, I think it was a 1 and a 3. What do you think he's worth? And we all just laughed.
And the point is, we can do this as a nation, as people. We can have these vigorous disagreements, even if passionately held, and we can come back together over something like sports that unifies us. I actually think it's what we need, and this is why I'm bringing this up now. When Rick in Kentucky got off the phone, Nuno, what'd I say? I said, I'm done with Rick. Didn't I say that?
Yep.
So I'm done with Rick, okay? There's not goodwill there. He's distorting my words. He's now calling me a white supremacist. All this. I was PO'd. Done. Rick in Kentucky is back on the phone. Because he wants to say something, and I want to hear it, and I want this to be the way it is in America where we get to talk. Go ahead, Rick.
I called you right back trying to apologize because I did use supremacy, and I did not mean to do that. I meant to use the word privilege, and I'm sorry for that. That's not right, and I wanted you to know that, hey, I don't feel that way about you.
Rick, so, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. And I don't want to be mad. You've been calling this show for 2 years. I don't want to write people off. I don't want you to do that to me, and I don't want to do that to you. You know what I mean? We have very fundamental disagreements, but I truly believe we can come together. And maybe in the end, it's going to be over as small as thing as sports. And maybe that's why sports is something bigger than we all realize. Maybe it's under our idea of America. But I appreciate that, Rick. It means a lot, that apology. And I apologize that I got so upset and you could hear it over the radio. And that was all that. Maybe sports can bring us all together. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Will Cain Podcast. You can listen to the Will Cain Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Cain Podcast.